File 2. Listening 1. Speaker 1.
From the age of about 7 till I was 16, I went to an all-girls school in North London in Highgate, which was really good fun, but it was a bit of a shame that it was all girls. Then when I was 16, I went to a boarding school in the countryside, which in fact was a boys' boarding school that took girls in the sixth form. And I really enjoyed it. I was quite rebellious at school, but I was never too bad. I wasn't expelled or suspended or anything, but I just sort of stood up for what I believed in. School was a fun experience. It's many years of your life, but I look back at it with quite fond memories.
Speaker 2.
My favourite toy as a child was a football game called Sabutio Table Soccer, and this was like a religion. It was all these footballers. Looked ridiculous, actually, because the ball was bigger than the players, but they were all beautifully painted in every team's kit, and I had about 12 different teams that my father thought was ridiculous because you can only play with two at the same time. But I loved them. I mean, just as good as playing the game was setting them all out on the pitch before a tournament started. And I built out of balsa wood an entire stadium to go around the outside. So with the Sabutio floodlights as well, and this beautiful golden pitch and all these teams laid out, it was like the World Cup.
Speaker 3.
I was raised on Enid Blyton books, and Enid Blyton's very preoccupied with school life, and there's a whole range of books all about boarding school. And I desperately, desperately wanted to go, and eventually my parents sent me, not because I'd forced them to, but because they were in the forces, and so they needed somewhere for me to be based. So I had all these amazing kind of expectations about it, and when I got there, it just wasn't like it at all. It was like prison. It was just the most miserable, archaic, horrible place. And I'll never forget my first night there. And I'd been told how brave I had to be and that, you know, you mustn't cry and you had to be grown up and respectful of everybody else and cheerful and be a generally good girl. And I remember lying in my bed in the dormitory, and there were 10 of us in there, and getting into bed and lying there and suddenly being overwhelmed with homesickness, just feeling terrible, and starting to cry, but trying to cry really quietly because it wasn't the done thing.
Speaker 4.
Yeah, I went to a boarding school, and one of the strange things we used to have to do was play at toy soldiers, the thing called the Combined Cadet Force. And one of the strangest things we did were night operations, where we were taken out at night and spent the whole night finding our way to somewhere or trying to follow a map or something. But it was great fun because we all used to get lost on purpose and do what we wanted, really. But there was one occasion when we got seriously lost, and we were walking through a whole lot of back gardens, kind of going over people's fences. And we got into one back garden and a sash window shot up and this voice said, "Who's there?" And we all frozen. "Who's there, I say?" We just froze. And the next thing was, "Mabel, get my gun!" And we were absolutely terrified and we ran for our lives.
Speaker 5.
Well, I loved dolls when I was little, particularly Cindy dolls and Barbie dolls. And my sister was a lot older than me, so I spent a lot of time playing by myself with these dolls. And I just treasured them so much. And we only got toys at Christmas or birthdays. So they really were valued and I really looked after them. And I eventually had quite a good collection of, you know, clothes and little accessories and things for their little houses and all the rest of it. And I always said, I'll keep these. If I ever have a daughter of my own, she'll be able to play with them. And then I did have a daughter of my own, and I went up into my mum's attic and got the Barbies down that were all very carefully, lovingly wrapped up and packed in a box, gave them to my daughter, who broke two of them within 3 minutes. But I think the thing is that, you know, things were valued a lot more when I was little. Things were more expensive and you treasured them, whereas I think nowadays perhaps children get a lot more and they're not so special or appreciated.